walking in his purpose for you. Now, who can answer that? Well, only each of us. Some would think maybe it's a mystery. Well, I hope so. I think so. Sometimes I'm not sure. Sometimes I'm pretty sure. I had a friend for many years. And many years I heard him say the same thing. If I just knew the will of God. And he seemed to always be desperately reaching for, but yet concluding that he was not in the will of God. Always proposing that he hadn't found it yet. He was many years my senior, but he was still searching, still reaching. I conclude that he was in the will of God. He was walking daily. He was seeking first the kingdom of God, and he was appealing to God to order his steps, lead his way, but somehow in his mind, there was something that he was expecting in some manifestation in the power of God operating in his life that he had not got there. Now let me ask you the question again. Are you walking in his purpose? Just think about that for a minute. Maybe talk with him for just a little bit. Maybe just, you know, run that by the Lord between you and him. Fair question, isn't it? Is the purpose of God important? Absolutely. Is the will of God important? Are they one and the same? Yeah, that is a trick question. I don't believe them to be. His will changes. His purpose does not. You may be confident what the will of God is for you during this season of your life, whether it's a monthly season, a yearly season, but this season, this time. But you may conclude in another month or two or a year or two, that's no longer the will of God for me. His will has changed, but in the process of his changing will for my life and in my life, it is the fulfilling of his purpose in me. Anybody in Scripture that you can think of who was not walking in God's purpose? Jonah. Samson. Maybe. Seasons of time there. See, because he used Samson's life to take occasion against his enemies. That was in the purpose of God. Just saying. Okay. Anybody else come to mind? Hold on. I can't catch up. Ananias and Sapphira. Must have took a turn. Brother Kendrick. Anybody come to mind? Well, you talked about him on Wednesday. Lot. If there was anybody ever out of the purpose of God, it was Lot. And so there came an intervention of God to try to realign him. Right? Now, anybody ever experience a realignment? Oh, we can identify with Brother Lot. cousin Lot. Realignment. Realignment is important. Except for you perfect ones. Would you like to identify yourself? He knows our frame, doesn't he? He knows what we're made of. He leads us in his will according to his purpose. And in the process, he realigns, realigns, realigns. Are you satisfied with that? Are you resolved in that? Are you bothered by that? I'm not bothered by that. He had to realign angels. Okay? I believe in a process of realigning according to his purpose. Amen? Now, let's go to the scripture. Romans 8 at verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, for the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good. Are all things good? Nope. The good things, the bad things, the unbelievable things, the unwanted things, and the quickly received things are a process of working his will according to his purpose. Okay, excuse me. And all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. His purpose. Genesis chapter 22. So you buy a new car and you expect everything to work perfectly. You expect to go down the highway and be able to take your hands off the wheel. And if your lanes aren't like this, that thing just goes straight down, you know, and just doesn't veer to the left or the right. New car. But then you hit a pothole. You go through a situation. And all of a sudden, every time you take your hand off the wheel, you feel constant pressure. Trying to steer you off your intended path, right? What has happened? The front end has gone out of alignment. Does everybody get your cars, your tires realigned, your front end realigned once? Never, right? Only when they say, hey, this thing's out of alignment, you need to get it realigned. And that'll be an extra. Brother Thompson? Okay. Realignment. There are, you know, besides our own, you know, the will of a man, besides our own leading, our own direction, There's plenty that works against the fulfillment of God's purpose in us, whether it's closely associated with here and here, or it's external circumstances, whatever it is, there's plenty in our lives to work against. So do you suppose that there is a constant need, or let's say a infrequent need, of realigning back to God's purpose? That's what every Sunday and Wednesday is about. I'm amazed at where people's mindset can be. Yet they'll come into the house of God. We'll begin to worship, pray, ministry of the word and spirit. Whew, man, it's like everything gets cleared up. Everything gets realigned. And we walk forward, amen, in his purpose. Constant need for realignment. Genesis chapter 22 at verse 1. It came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, he said, behold, here I am. He said, take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young man, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, laid it upon Isaac his son. He took the fire in his hand, a knife, and went both of them together. Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. He said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. On up to a place where he would build an altar, lay his son on the wood, and raise a knife in the will of God. Raise a knife to obey and submit to God's will and slay his son until a moment when God said, whoop, stop. Change of plan. Yes, it was my will up to this point for you to execute this, for you to live through the 3-day journey and then separating from the others and climbing up higher and approach the place of doing the unthinkable. In the will of God. And then have God say, you missed it, son. That really wasn't what I told you to. No, that wasn't it at all, was it? In the will of God. I thought you told me it was the will of God for you to, you know, that you were gonna. And now you're. The will of God does not change. The will of God changes. He changed it. In the life of Abraham, first he said, do this. Then he stopped him and he said, don't do that. And a ram was in the thicket and caught and sacrificed. And he went down off of that mountain with his son in the will of God. Two different directions, but accomplishing one purpose in him. And so we look at the journey of our own lives and we seek God for his will daily. And we discover in a process of time that what was his will for me 6 months ago is not his will for me next month. But I've got to pay attention to him. I got to follow his leading. I can't be religious in my experience with him. Faithful and sensitive to him. And understanding and believing that he's going to accomplish his purpose through this process. No. Processes. Realignments. To remain in his purpose. Pray with me, would you? In the name of Jesus, we're thankful tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thankful to you, Father. Thankful to you, Father. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. 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 I look back many, many years when I first was dating my wife and was given the impression one night in an altar that I would come to Puyallup and pastor. We were just dating. I was not in the ministry. I was like a brand new Christian, had the Holy Ghost a year. And I have this strong impression, you call it a voice, an impression, something. And I thought it was so far out, I dismissed it. During the years in Yakima, 14 years, my wife and I, involved in all the ministries of the church. I remember having the impression, I will pastor here in Yakima. And I'm thinking, I don't go back to the other yet, but I'm feeling this pretty strong. And I feel like I've got these indicators, you know, that come. And we end up leaving there and going to Sunnyside. We're in Sunnyside a couple years, and situation opens up, and here we come back to Puyallup. Then the Lord brings it back to me that night standing in the altar 15 years previously. After being here 10 years, I feel the Lord talking to me about the Yakima Valley. And I'm thinking, what is this? What is all this about? In 6 months, we have a congregation turned over to us. All of a sudden, we're pastoring in Puyallup, we're pastoring in Yakima at the same time. And so going back, I'm thinking, none of this is making sense. Either I'm confused or I'm hearing some other voice. But it wasn't. It was the voice of the Lord, and he was revealing his will to us, but he hadn't yet worked through his purposes in all that. We come to Puyallup, and I'm thinking, this is the final chapter. We'll live and die here, and this is it. This is the final chapter. Then we get on this wild goose chase, going to Florida every month for 2 years. Not building a church, ministering to a family. Oh yeah, we baptized a lot of people. A lot of interesting things happened. But it was the will of God. I don't know why, but I was thinking about this the other night. When we decided we should go before the Florida District Board and let them know what's going on after a year, I thought, I'm going to get letters. I'm going to get reference letters. And so I began to ask, I'd been traveling quite some time now at that point. I asked people from Singapore to Japan to various people around the country, the district officials, and I asked anybody that would write me a letter of recommendation, if please. My goodness, I had a stack of letters of recommendation, my wife and I, and went in and talked to that board. And they were like, had this meeting, and they were open to us continuing what we had been doing there. It was just a matter about the location. And the strangest thing, she and I walked out of that meeting, and the whole thing left us. I don't know, did I make one more trip down there? Made one more trip down there. And so you wonder, we're pretty sure this is the will of God and what we were doing. Had people prophesying to us and talking about these things down there. And then all of a sudden, it was like the will of God shut off. But it didn't shut off. It shifted. His will shifted. Only now today do we understand that in his purpose of the things that have transpired from those events during that time. We got to be careful sometimes in what we shut ourselves off to, how fixed we get in our mind, rather than let him lead us and direct us. Let him order our steps. Be careful what we proclaim out of here as being, this is the absolute. Because he'll open another door tomorrow. He'll change something tomorrow. We stand here tonight in his purpose. I stand here in Puyallup, Washington, resolved, walking in his purpose. Is it the only place we walk? No. But I am resolved that this is all in his purpose and his will. Let's pray one more time. I thank you for every soul in the room here tonight, Lord. Every soul in the room tonight, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We read some of the circumstances of our missionary brethren in the scripture. And we think, wow, the things that, you know, Paul went through, one would question, was he in the will of God? Or is he out of the will of God? You know what? All these things. He was in the purpose of God. And God led him through all those things. Sometimes it was for the benefit of just getting him in the company of individuals to be a witness. But I believe other things, some of the sufferings of Christ. No, some of the sufferings of Paul. They shaped his perspective. They maybe dampened some things in him. Obviously realigned some things in him because he was humanity. And you don't expect that he would do any less for us, do you? For you. You look back over the years of your own life and you realize, I'm in his purpose. Yeah, if you go back and you measure one situation against the other and you think, wow, did I miss it here? Did I slip off the bright path there? Was this some major correction there? Well, at this point, it's kind of immaterial. It's coming to the place of resolve. I'm in his purpose. I'm where I am because I'm supposed to be, but I'm in his purpose. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I don't know what down the road holds, but I am contented and resolved. I'll continue to walk in his purpose and I'll know it daily. You can know it daily. You don't have to have this big question mark. You know, oh, what's the will of God for my life? There should be a resolve and a peace with God, no matter the circumstances. Praise God. Would you stand? I'm excited tonight to be in the purpose of God, aren't you? Amen. Why don't you come and share about the shift that we're having on the other side? We have a little shift in the Yakima Valley side.
Okay, we are excited that we have a new building, Life Church Eastside. We have our own building now, and this is a good thing. We've waited.